Welcome, tech enthusiasts and curious minds alike, to another episode of the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of today's tech landscape. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of code and innovation.
And I'm Jamie, your fellow tech trekker and question asker. Today we're getting into something that sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi novel: WebAssembly performance optimization, from bytecode to blazing speed.
Absolutely, Jamie. WebAssembly, or WASM for those in the know, is like the turbocharger of the web world. It's designed to run alongside JavaScript, bringing near-native performance to web applications. But, and it's a big but, getting WASM to perform at its peak is an art and science.
Near-native performance. So we're talking about making web apps run almost as fast as software installed directly on your computer?
Spot on. Imagine playing a high-end game or using a complex photo editor right within your browser without any lag. That's the promise of WebAssembly.
That sounds awesome, but also complicated.
It can be, which is why optimization is key. Let's start at the beginning: compiling code. When you compile your Rust or C++ code to WASM, using the right compiler flags makes all the difference. Think of it like tuning a car for a race. You want it lean and fast.
So what kind of flags are we waving around here?
Not those kinds of flags, Jamie. Compiler flags like O3 for Rust or O3 and FL2 for C through Emscripten are crucial. They tell the compiler to optimize for speed aggressively.
Got it. So after compiling, our WASM module is ready to race?
Almost. There's another pit stop: optimizing the binary with tools like Binaryan's WASM Opt. It's like giving your car a turbo boost by stripping out any unnecessary weight and tuning the engine for better performance.
I love a good turbo boost. But what about when it's actually running? How do we keep our WASM code running fast?
Great analogy, Jamie. That's where runtime optimizations come in. WebAssembly has a linear memory model, which is a fancy way of saying it has a straightforward, predictable way of accessing memory. But you need to manage it wisely. Pre-allocating memory and avoiding resizing can prevent performance hiccups.
Memory allocation, got it. But you mentioned JavaScript earlier. How do they play together?
Ah, the JavaScript-WASM relationship. It's a bit like a relay race. Passing the baton smoothly is crucial. Each crossing between JS and WASM can slow things down, so you want to minimize those interactions. Batch operations, or use shared memory buffers for efficient data exchange.
Makes sense. Keep the baton passing smooth and quick. What about understanding where the slowdowns are happening?
That's where profiling steps in. Tools like Chrome DevTools or command line tools for WASM time can show you where your code's spending its time, helping you pinpoint what needs optimization.
All right, so once we've optimized our compilation, managed our memory, and smoothed out our JS WASM handoffs, we're good?
Exactly. But remember, optimization is an ongoing journey. New tools and techniques are always on the horizon.
Speaking of journeys, I heard Figma did some impressive work with WebAssembly.
They did. Figma's story is a perfect example of WASM's potential. They moved parts of their rendering engine to WebAssembly, dramatically improving performance. It's a testament to how optimizing at every layer can lead to significant gains.
Wow, that's like the ultimate level up for web apps.
For sure. And while WebAssembly opens up incredible possibilities, it's important to remember it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. It shines for CPU-bound tasks, but might not be the best choice for everything.
Got it. Choose the right tool for the job.
Precisely. And with that, we've crossed the finish line on today's tech trek. Jamie, any final thoughts?
Just amazed at how WebAssembly is pushing the web's boundaries. Thanks for breaking it down, Alex. And thanks to our listeners for tuning in.
Always a pleasure. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into tech topics. Until next time, keep your curiosity charged and your code optimized.
This is Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, signing off. Catch you on the digital flip side.